The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome to a new episode of the BASF Chemical Reporter. In today's podcast, we are taking a look at some hard facts. Svea from Trondheim, Norway, has a question. She wants to know, what is concrete made of? The history of concrete begins in ancient Rome. The Romans found a way to produce artificial stone, with which they constructed the Colosseum, for example, and the famous Pantheon Dome. One very solid piece of work indeed. Even after thousands of years, we still marvel at these antique buildings. The composition of concrete has remained essentially the same since then. The basic formula is quite simple. First of all, you take cement. This is a gray, prefabricated powder consisting of limestone, clay, sand, and iron ore, or gubbin. Then you add sand and gravel, mixing it well with water. Simultaneously, this mixture made of water and cement creates a so-called cement glue, which is the most important ingredient. It is the bonding agent that firmly holds all of its other components together. Therefore, it is said that concrete is binding. Small crystal pins form, which firmly interlock, allowing the concrete to become as hard as stone after a while. The cement glue then turns to stone. How hard the cement gets depends, among other things, on how much water has been added. Nowadays, gigantic hanging bridges, skyscrapers so tall they make you dizzy, or a massive tunnel through a mountain are made of concrete. To ensure that the concrete can withstand an enormous amount of pressure, it must have special properties or attributes. Therefore, it is tailor-made for each individual construction project. During this process, one can reach into a bag of tricks. For example, when building a tunnel, the concrete must remain fluid for at least an hour. This way it won't harden on its journey deep into a mountain before being used. It can also not be too fluid, otherwise it will be more difficult to work with later. And when it is sprayed on a wall, it should harden immediately. Such an amazing feat is only possible by using chemical additives with which the concrete's properties can be manipulated. With the right additives, concrete can even be worked with in icy cold Siberia as well as a burning hot desert. This is how some of the boldest construction projects ever dreamt of have been created in concrete. Speaking of construction miracle, some scientists even say that the rectangular stones used to build the Egyptian pyramids were poured in concrete. That would have simplified the construction of such a world wonder considerably. It has not been proven yet, but some studies are in favor of this theory. Well, one thing is for sure, this podcast is now coming to an end. Until next time, and I hope you're not having a hard day, this is Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.